Now, I brought up the Southern Baptist Convention. Why? Because their president is J.D. Greer. And this guy is a wicked devil. This guy is a false teacher. And this guy, he was asked a simple question, are you a Calvinist? He won't answer it. So let me put it plain. He won't answer it. There's this podcast, this guy's like, are you a Calvinist? He goes on like a 2 or 3 minute rant and he's like, no, seriously, I want you to just like answer the question.
Now, having said that,
That's all really good, but now really answer the question.
So this is the honest answers part now. Okay.
And he said in this interview, he says, well, there's things that the Calvinists traditionally teach that I think we should all embrace.
So, you know, there are some things that Calvinists traditionally teach that I think all Christians should agree on.
It's all about God's glory, not man's good that is the ultimate value in the universe.
The fact that it's God's glory and not man's good that is the ultimate value in the universe.
Yeah, you know what that statement meant? Nothing. Great swelling words of vanity. There is no Christian church that teaches it's more about man than God. I don't care how liberal you get. I don't care if it's the United Methodist Church of Christ or, you know, these ones that embrace the faggots. I mean, they would all say that it's more about God than us, okay? So that just means nothing. So he says, well, non-Calvinists act like the whole goal is just to get as many people saved as possible.
A lot of non-Calvinists act like the whole goal is just to get as many people saved as possible. But when you read scripture, that's, you know, yes.
But when you read the scripture, and then he can't even finish the sentence because that was so stupid. That was so wicked. He's trying to say, oh man, the people that are non-Calvinists, they think we should just go out and get people saved. Yeah, that's the purpose of life. After you get saved, to give that life to other people, to get them saved. So you know what Calvinism does? It destroys motivation. It destroys any kind of personal responsibility. I've even seen people, they sin wickedly. Well, God must have wanted me to do it. Things roll, right? I guess God wanted me to stay home and just eat chips off my chest rather than go soul winning because he's in control. Stupid. Wicked. These people don't even know what they're saying, and that doesn't give glory to God. Now, because they think that the result of salvation is good works, when they explain their doctrine, it makes no sense. Now, I got this off of his blog. This is what he says. He says, we're not saved by good works, but if we are saved, we will do good works. That's because when God saves us, he unites us to Christ and begins to infuse his life into us. There's no way to be hit with that kind of force, to have that kind of power working in us, and not change. So again, it's that laser beam, right? You're like, no, no, no. Oh, I want to now, okay? So then he's going to give a parable. He's going to give a parable of what irresistible grace is like, okay? Here's his parable. Imagine I was late to church one day and finally came running up on stage and said, I'm so sorry I'm late. I got in my car to come to church, and a grand piano fell on my head. Just like the cartoons. I got up all accordion-like, and it took me a few minutes to collect myself. But man, did it hurt. Your response would be to call me a liar, because there's no way I could show up to church in one piece after a grand piano landed on my head. He thinks that salvation is a grand piano falling and crashing on your head. Horrible analogy. Just let me help you out with that. Salvation is life. It's eternal life. It's a gift. It's the new birth. You know, you should use analogies that come from the Bible because they're always going to be right. They're always going to be good. Not this stupid. It's like David Platt. David Platt says salvation is like getting hit by a Mack truck.
And I say, I'm sorry I'm here late. I was kind of out of breath. I was coming over here today, driving over here on the interstate, and I had a flat tire and got out and fixed the flat tire, but I accidentally stepped out into the middle of the interstate, and this Mack truck hit me, going head on, and it hurt. but I got up and finished fixing the tire and got back in the car and drove. So I apologize for being late. Now, if this was the story I told you, then you would know one of two things: either number one, I'm lying, or number two, I am very deceived. And you know that because when somebody gets hit by a Mack truck, they look different than they did before.
And you can see, hey, this guy doesn't understand salvation. He's likened unto a piano falling on his head. He's likened unto getting hit by a Mack truck. And that wicked false prophet, Adam Fannin, his little minion, drew up this little skit of deer hunters going out and killing deer as soul winning.
And he does the fun stuff, right? He sits in the deer stand, he waits, oh, deer.
It's like a guy going out hunting deer and shooting and killing a deer. When we're out soul winning, we got the scope and we're looking at that precious innocent deer and we just kill it.
All right, got him.
Soul damning? Soul hunting? No, we do soul winning. We try to get people saved. We look at people that are burning in a house and we pull them out. We save their life. We give them life through the word of God, through the power of God. It's the new birth. What a great picture, the birth of a child into the world. It's not a piano falling on my head, you idiot. But these false prophets, they don't get salvation. So as a thorn goeth up in the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools, is what the Bible says. These guys don't understand the Bible.